Have your phone out.
Why does it say 14 minutes though?
I don't know. We'll stay till 3 if you've spoken to him, really and truly. It's not a problem.
Can't be. They don't do half an hour anyways.
No, they don't. They do an hour and a half. But it'll be an hour, it's fine.
He's so nice. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Are you, have you been taking the pictures the whole time, like?
Yeah.
All you can see is my silhouette, you know. But anyway, have your phone so we can look at the list. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm so confused. Okay, shit. Shit.
Great way to start. What?
Okay, where did we... Okay, cool. You lot can... fucking hell, am I speaking English? Oh, you can go back there. The pictures are done anyway, so you can stay there where you are and stay on the thing. Coolio. We're joined for a third week in a row.
In it?
For a third week in a row.
Mm.
With Adi.
Adi. Please.
Adi.
Okay.
It's me. Anyway.
The OG, the third member at this point.
Literally.
We've done eight episodes, yeah. You've been in four.
She's halfway been in through, four. Halfway. But anything to support my people, innit?
Might as well join.
You know. But anyway.
We'll take members.
What's the topic? Okay, come on, cool. I'm a guest.
So we're still on this whole social media-ish.
Okay.
We've got, first of all, we have, I must have seen a thing where, okay, let me just read through the list. You can pick what you want to discuss at this point. I'll just cut this little bit out. There's gang culture, there's body image, there's pressures of money, and then I wanted to bring up, you know, the hoodie that was walking around that this guy in a fake Nike tech, but it was just doing the most.
Yeah.
Mental health, there was a drive-through Botox during lockdown, like deep that. The desperate to be bait disorder.
Oh my lord.
Hey. Social media has you lot rushing your goals. Comparison is the thief of joy.
Mm.
And there's a thing I also took a picture of, and it's it says how expensive things have been. Oh, what was it? It was like there's more of a push nowadays for expensive things due to social media. Where do you want to start?
From the top.
Hey.
Mm.
Because there was this TikTok. There was these three white boys.
Mm.
And they decided to go take a... I don't think they're from London. I think they were from maybe near your side, the farms.
No, please. Leave my sides alone.
They were definitely from farms, but they wanted to take a little day trip to London.
Mm.
And they went to a block. Okay.
Yeah, that was a day trip.
That was their little, like, they vlogged the whole thing. Like, it was a proper tourist attraction. They wanted to go visit this block where this music video was recorded, where this person and this person's from, and that was like, and they literally circled the block as if it was fucking London Eye, mate.
That's crazy.
And then they were talking about this, that, and the other, and it's like, social media has changed.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, it's changed gang culture and aspects of it, but it's also, whether we want it to be true or not, it has somewhat glamorized certain aspects of it.
Yeah. To be honest, I can't really talk much on gang culture because I don't know anything about it. But I can talk on those type of boys that, like, people from my sides where there's not violence, there is no such thing as gang culture, like, basically wanting to have this bad boy image,
mm-hmm.
to have the whole image of, like, the stereotypical London boy. And, mm-hmm. like, so, like, say, like, when we were... Yeah. coming here, this whole like drill sort of thing, like my sides are not known for stuff like drill.
What's like, wrong?
I tap the finger.
Like my sides are calm, like quiet, there's not violence. Why are people doing drill videos, like drill music, talking about, oh yeah, when I was younger, like mum did this. No, mum didn't do that. You've lived a good life. And it just goes back to be like,
at what point did that become like, no one wants to struggle. So why are certain people forcing this like struggle that you didn't have?
Because look, you see how the music industry is, yeah? You know how there's always like this, like a, what's the word, like a genre or like,
yeah,
a specific type of songs, yeah, that's popping. Yeah, like at a time nobody wanted to be hearing nobody wanted to be hearing grime and drillings and but now it's like that's what everyone's singing about. Like there was Chip was saying how, oh, like it's almost like he was complaining how easy the younger lot have it. Like all you need to do now is just post two videos on Insta now. Oh yeah, they're musician as well and stuff like that. It's just a thing at the moment.
Because back then, yeah, I say back then, it's but like in the older generation, for example, when, because nowadays, these like rival groups can what's the word, not threaten but kind of send for one another through social media. They do it like in their songs. They'll take a video of them being where they're not meant to be to provoke them. That's the word I wanted.
Yeah,
and before that, no one's rapping about what they've done. No one's taking pictures or videos of what they've done. Nowadays, because of music, because of social media, people are chatting shit. Because a lot of them, then they haven't done these things that they're saying they've supposedly done. But because it's going to get the clout, it's going to get the views, it's promoted almost. So it's changed where certain people are claiming things that they have no business in, yeah, or they know nothing about.
Like people will be from middle class families, they'll live in good like big houses, blah blah, their parents will be the poshest people, but when you see them, like their pants are sagging, they're like, I don't want to like stereotype that with like gang thing, but like it feels so forced, and like the lingo as well. So like say when Stormzy Shut Down dropped, I think I was in year 8 year 9, at every motive this song was playing, and then that was when people started like wearing like Yeezys came out, like the first Yeezys came out, people started wearing those. The boys around my side started wearing Yeezys. They started wearing Stone Island. And, like, people were listening to Stormzy and stuff like that. And then it was, like, in college was when people started to, like, try to do up, oh, yeah, do you want to come bond with me? Do you want to come, like, and it made me cringe. And it was, like, what are you doing? Like, we don't live like that. Like, we know who you are. And then it goes back to like lingo and stuff like that. Cause like, around my side, the way that people talk is not like the way that
Londoners
talk. So it's like when someone says like something that like people there don't say. It's sort of like, why are you saying it like that? And like the accent and the way that they say it as well, it just makes you cringe. Like, say no more darling. Like I'm just there thinking, what the hell? And then you sort of, you're just like, so this whole time I've been like, I've had to be code switching, but now they're doing the reverse of code switching, because like they're trying to get rid of their posh accent to basically talk like how Londoners and how cool people, like quote unquote cool people, talk, and it makes me cringe a bit.
And it seems like they'll be knowing shit that they just
have no business knowing.
They have no business in, like, oh, did you hear this guy got robbed, or this guy went this place and he did this. And it's like, it's too, almost too out there, where it's gotten to the point where people who have no business in know too much again. It's like that whole aspect of like London life that certain boys will go through or go through, it's like a whole separate thing in itself. And because of social media, it's like people who have no clue on it, even if they're from London, they still have no clue on the matter, just know and will put their two cents in. And now a block has become almost an attraction.
Honestly, like,
it's weird.
It's very, very weird when it comes to stuff like that, because it's like, it goes back to the middle class people that build their whole aesthetic around like the working class sort of image, like the way that they dress, like, exactly. Oh my and lord,
it's like, when did this, why,
like,
why
beat down to... air forces, so did they, those are the same people that are going to the sixth form college toilets and sniffing ket, you know. No, seriously, like, just their whole, like, the way that they dress just tells you a lot, because the people that dress the rattiest and the most, like, I don't even know how to explain it. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
The way that they dress on the white, dirty, beat-down Air Forces, and, like...
Especially when it's...
The baggy, it's this like and that.
You have overused those Air Forces. It's because you're... That's the image you are going for. It's just a bit weird.
They live in the maddest houses and have the Tory parents.
You can afford... Like, you didn't even need to get them like that. Like, really, truly.
Seriously, honestly.
More time, you've got a clean pair at waiting in a box.
It's so mad. But, it's like... Weird. It's just the whole image they try to keep up.
The push for luxury items. And it was like... someone said all of those existed in Oh, somebody's trying to send me the song. Pause it. Or we'll continue. Are you going to go read?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Continue. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'm literally just going to run out.
Okay. Do you know where it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Cool.
Take your phone just in case you get lost.
You go left and then right.
I know where it is.
Are you sure?
Cool.
Okay, so then somebody was like, I think someone asked the question, is it that social media's pushed the demand for designer more now? And then somebody replied that they all existed way before social media. The only thing that's changed is how people have showed them off. And then he was like, undoubtedly, luxury goods have existed throughout history, but there's more of a push nowadays from those on lower incomes trying to emulate the luxury lifestyles of the rich. And then he went on, he was like, almost every person I know, myself included, has posted on social media when they've been to an expensive place or bought an expensive item. And for a lot of them, it's for the approval of others, which is amplified given how many people can see them through social media, which is true.
I think that's true, but the point that the other person made as well is valid, that it's always
been a thing, but it was never like, it was designer who's always existed. but you weren't seeing people who couldn't afford designer wearing designer the way people who can't afford designer nowadays are wearing designer. And there was this other thing, like, there was this girl asking on Twitter, obviously. She was like, what's the worst date you've been on? She was like, this guy took me to Harrods to do window shopping, to snap everything. Do you think he did anything? Do you think he bought anything?
No, man.
Like have shame.
No.
You're walking into Harrods.
That is too much.
Big Harrods. That's too much. You took That's a girl to Harrods. You to didn't spend a penny.
No, that's too much. That's what that tweet is talking about. Not but the because there are people that can afford it now. It's just that people are wasting their money on that instead of doing.
That's a whole different story.
That's what it is. It's not that people can't afford it. It's that why you waste. You're putting money in other people's pockets instead of using that money that you never had to go and do something for yourself.
No, but like certain people, like let's talk about student finance, yeah. Certain people saw student finance money. They let's say they work. That was fast. Let's say they work, like they don't even do fraud or any of that. They have a job, whatever. But the moment they see the cluster of money together when it was student finance jobs, they'll go cop one jacket, maybe one shoe if they can, and that's their 3 months done. That's when it's like, you can't afford that. The money's there, but you can't afford it. And there's enough people like that who will see a small thing there and they'll buy their Burberry shirt that everyone has.
Hey, the Burberry shirt everyone wears to weddings.
Or they'll buy the same Canada Goose or the Moncler or the same shoes. And it's all because social media has pushed down this thing where almost... even if you can't afford it, you're meant to not feel away. But it's like, right, like my age mate who is in the same position I am has this and that, and he can stunt with it, or he can stunt. But it's almost like people are now looking at themselves for not owning it. Where it's like, when did that become a norm as well? Because to be fair, at our age, it's normal to see people head to toe in their designer. We're not really doing anything different other than maybe one thing.
Everyone dresses the same.
Yeah.
Say new Jordan crepes are like dropped. Everyone on Twitter will try and get the shoes in it. So it's like, a lot of people have got the shoes, so it's like when people wear it, it's like the same thing. When girls get dressed, it's always the same sort of way, like that girls dress, like the tight bodycon jumpsuit, the grey or black one, and then take your cropped denim jacket, put on top, and your little clear bag.
The what as was a it?
Side.
The
what's, yeah, what's yeah, that bag? The. You lot know.
Yeah, we know.
What that we're bag talking about
with the word
Jordan
one.
Ones, or like wear it with like Air Forces, or like the Converses, or like something. Like everyone dresses the same, and when someone dares to go out of that, or when someone doesn't bother wasting their money, take the
exactly
Jordan mids. My friend's man, yeah.
Mate, why were people so?
Oh my god!
Why were people so bothered? Since when can Twitter tell you know? Not to wear exactly the first? Because I follow her. The first comments I saw was, this girl tagged her friend. Not even that. That came after. This girl tagged her friend. He probably traps, or he does F. And she had to reply. He works hard for his money. Like, just because she got gifts and she posted it, and then it's the but he got her mids. Since when can Twitter or the internet tell you that you can't? What was it that you can't wear? You can't wear Jordan mids. All of a sudden, you can't
mids. You cannot wear mids. Mids are not.
Don't even bother getting Jordans if that's the shoe you're gonna get. Don't bother. What's the other one?
Why are people cut? Like, the is it their money? Is it, them, I think is it their is money that they're deciding which shoe that you're like, going to be
someone
wearing?
Will say it and then everyone will jump on it because now suddenly everyone's a sneakerhead, innit? So because someone said don't wear mids, so now anytime someone posts a picture of mids, people are like, oh my God, not mids, not mids.
Do you know some of these trainers that they're still bringing out now were designed in the 90s, but
it's all so just being recycled. Your man won't take you out for dinner, but it's my friend's post that you come and quote tweet because her man bought her gifts. No, people on Twitter are like,
yeah, like,
oh my Lord.
And there were so many. It was either the mids comment or again, yeah, the he does this, he does that. Or not knowing who she is and not knowing who he is.
People are like, oh, he doesn't love you, he's cheating. I'm there thinking, first of all, all because of shoes, you know. Clothing is subjective, but like, like the way that a person's dresses depends on the mood, innit? So we all woke up and the mood that we were in, that's how we dressed. Like me,
your friend from uni with the coat and the durag.
Etienne.
Exactly.
I have a friend called Etienne. This guy will literally, when he wakes up and he's feeling like the colour yellow shouts at him, this guy will wear a yellow jacket, a yellow durag, and match it with something else yellow just to match his vibe, innit? And like the way that he dresses, he stands out from the crowd and he's got his own style. But someone,
and the problem is where that's what it's meant to be. No one should be looking the same, but when you stand out, all of a sudden you're looked a bit as funny or why are you watching first of all, and second of all, that's the correct thing. You should dress how you dress and how you want to how you want to express yourself that day. All of a sudden the internet has told you that you cannot cop those, you can't wear that. Literally. If it's not this, don't bother. Like, why are people policing where people spend their money?
No, but then like when it comes to like dress sense as well, people have said to me, why don't you dress for your body? I'm there thinking, because deeper right now I'm in way oversized joggers, I'm in oversized hoodie, blah blah blah, and then like people will see me wear that like most of the time. 99% of the time this is how I'm dressed, in it all nice and comfy because like I'm cozy, in it and then the one time that I decide to say that I wear like leggings and like a just normal talk, they're like, oh my God, like your figure's so nice, like why don't you dress like this? And it's sort of like because I feel comfortable,
yeah,
like in my hoodie, my jumper and my joggers. Like, not everyone wants to wear a tight bodycon pairs it with Jordans and pairs it, or a graphic tee with denim shorts and the Jordan. Like, not everyone wants to dress like that. People that dress like that, it's fine, but those are the people that will judge someone for wearing a pink durag, let's say. Like, the scene, it's literally like everyone dresses the same.
That's like me. I'd rather wear a tracksuit than go put on whatever everyone else is putting on. Like, man's putting clothes for what?
Why are people there's a lot of policing, or you have to dress for your where you're from, or you have to, like, you see those there was that thing on TikTok and it was like, if I weren't from London, this is how I would dress. Like, what is it? What does living in London have to do with that? And it was because people actually do look at you funny if you don't follow the standard same shit.
But it's mad, that was though. So weird. Like, those TikToks and shit that you see, like, oh.
And like, it's not that they look bad. It's a good outfit, but you just don't see it here. And because you don't see it here, it's not.
But they're correct, though. Those TikToks that you see, like, oh, if you're from London, this is how they are. If you're from here, this is how they are. It's true, though. It's people true. Actually like that.
Yeah.
Like,
but people, like, have... They want to dress a certain way, and they don't. Because of... Because someone's going to chat how shit.
It'll be, like, received. But it's sort of like, well, you really just have to be comfortable you. In yourself. Because at the end of the day, exactly. like... The way that you dress says a lot about you, and it
yeah,
and it says like it's what you sort of vibe you exactly. So it's like if you wanna dress like the next person, that's absolutely fine, but you can't be sat there like, oh my god, I can't believe that she's wearing this. I can't be, like yeah. you just cannot do that.
There's a difference in liking a style.
Mm.
I love a graphic tee as much as the next person, but it's you not do. Like. It's not like I am now being forced to stay in this yeah. one way of dressing, because mm-hmm. if I don't dress like this, then problem.
Yeah.
So weird.
Oh my gosh, how did we even get into this?
Because of we before Hadi got here, we were talking about the designer and how designs push down everyone's throats all of a sudden, people who can't afford it. Or like this week where this guy posted and he was wearing it was just a grey hoodie.
Mm.
It didn't even have a Nike anywhere near it. And then this guy, it was a Snapchat, this guy screenshotted it and he put it on Twitter and he was like, he was bare laughing faces, and then it was like, wow, like he's wearing a fake Nike tech. Just because it had like, you know how they have like the black here, like a grey, you know the grey Nike tech?
Oh my days, yeah. And what? Like,
but the thing is, what nice. Do you mean? Just because what do you it mean a fake Nike tech? Where's the Nike? It's just a grey hoodie. It's not like one of them ones where they're actually trying to imitate their brand and it looks dodgy. It was just a grey hoodie.
Mm. With a hood.
With a hood.
Oh wait, hoodies have hoods. Sorry.
It was just a grey hoodie.
It was on his birthday as well, and someone yeah. quote tweeted it, imagine your man wearing a fake Nike tech on his birthday. And it was sort of like, they screenshotted it from Snap to bring it onto Twitter just so that people can roast
yeah.
the guy. And it's like, what if the guy actually just liked
that hoodie.
The hoodie? And it's yeah. his birthday it's as well. It's
a normal, everyday grey hoodie. So now I can't wear a unbranded or just a simple hoodie because it's meant to be...
Mm.
A certain brand, like, it's just so weird.
I can't lie though. I think I've been like that, not because I haven't been on social my entire life, but from little I always bought like branded clothes. I didn't like buying shit that didn't have a name on it.
Most of us do though.
That's yeah. what I like.
Deep it. You're wearing Champion. You're wearing Air Forces. That's probably from your jeans.
Top shop.
You're wearing what shoe is that? Sorry,
Vans.
Sorry, and a graphic tee. Like, so it's
with
like
a Nike tech.
With a Nike tech. So it's like we all do. My jumper isn't branded. It's just an oversized jumper.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing Nike.
Yeah.
So it's like.
But half of that is consumerism. The half of that is we just live in London. We dress like this.
Mm.
That's just...
Yeah.
It's just how we dress.
No, but then would you go to Primark and get their version of my crepes?
No.
No, you wouldn't. Why?
Consumerism again. Because it's
fake. So you wouldn't. But you shouldn't judge people that do. And exactly. That's the issue there.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Because some people... That's what they can afford. So, like, take it. When my mum wouldn't get me Paul's Boutique, I was so upset. Everyone had Paul's Boutique. Like, if my mum went out and bought a fake one, there's no way that I was going to wear it.
Yeah, because that's even worse.
Mm.
It's worse. It's worse to wear a... like, what was it, that thing that was great? It was fake drip spotter.
Oh, yeah.
Fake.
Oh, Lord, the and fake drip spotter.
And he went through people just minding their own business. And mm-hmm. he's now, people are tagging
individuals. People's friends are sending.
Were sending, like, this guy? Him? Her? And it's like...
people take
that's,
it so
that's
serious.
Too that's so that's yo that's too deep. This guy was like, didn't need to
it
be
was,
that
it was a certain individual who does who is bae on the TL
yeah.
and he does all I've ever seen his pictures are he's wearing designer yeah, basically yeah, yeah, head yeah. to toe.
Mm.
This guy's just minding his business and people are tagging him.
He has to pull out the receipt
just to be outed. And now, or like as well, what was it that people were sending pictures of their receipts for AirPods?
For AirPods.
Like you're taking pictures of the receipts to now put it in a tweet. And it's like.
It's actually not that deep.
It's like there's bigger issues in the world, man.
Honesty.
There's everyone's got bigger issues to be worrying about.
And I feel like someone was talking about just the other day how a lot of people in the black community value like what is that,
cherry chocolate orange,
like these big luxury brands, because they feel as though it like
elevates,
that's the word, their status and stuff like that. And it is true, like...
Yeah, because if you've come from, like, dirt, poor, like, nothing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Then, obviously, when you get there, you're going to be like, yeah, like, you can treat yourself with a couple nice things.
I feel like another problem is, though, that people can be earning... Let's say someone our age, they're working a legit job and they're earning good money.
Mm.
It's not until they've now bought something expensive that they almost get credit for.
Mm.
It's like you're not seen as almost being like this sort of elevated position until you get either an expensive car or something like overpriced, or like a watch, for example. It's like you need someone's financial status is almost judged on the materialistic things they own, when more time we don't know what's going on in their bank accounts. They could have
literally
money, they could be investing, they could be putting money to this and we wouldn't have a clue just because they don't own something.
Do you know
that
how
costs
millionaires you could potentially just walk past on the flipping train?
Look at the way that Steve Jobs dresses, bro. Or well, rest in peace.
Look at Mark Zuckerberg. There's bear who you wouldn't look at their cars. The cars they are driving.
No, but then again, would you dress like them though? No.
No.
No, like you can have
and
pride
time,
in
the
your
brands
appearance.
They're wearing, they're expensive. You just don't even know.
Yeah. You can have pride in your appearance. You can wear nice stuff. But the minute that you take it as those things are putting you at a higher status and like you're better than the next person wearing Primark. Someone can wear Primark and they can look better than someone that's wearing Versace and stuff like that.
There's just because you're wearing head to toe designer doesn't mean you look good.
Oh my god.
Because most
rappers,
of this designer clothes doesn't look nice. You don't like it.
These rappers' fits are wearing Chanel and they're mixing it with Louis. They're mixing it with Gucci.
And these designers,
oh,
they're all wayward. Some designs,
they're
just not nice. Take Virgil, for example.
He gets worse
off
and worse.
Off-white. Man said off-white. Oh, my Lord. But now, like, when it comes to things like for people to feel as though they're like getting up in society, I definitely do think when it comes to things like big luxury brands, you're just feeding into capitalism, to be honest, and you're basically
and
allowing
media's pushing that.
Social media is definitely pushing that. And then like and I'm seeing a lot of black people also basically feed into the idea that black capitalism is going to basically get rid of racism. Suddenly they're like we want more black luxury brands, we want more black this, more we need like, and it's just sort of like no, because people are still gonna get exploited from that just so that you can basically feel better about yourself that you're wearing a black owned luxury brand.
Yeah,
because at the end of the day you might as well just go
and buy from the ones that
are you might as well just go Chanel, you might as well go Louis.
Sorry,
like like you might as well just go there and get it, because the whole idea of black capitalism actually makes me more sick than the idea of just normal capitalism, to be honest.
But I can get where people are coming from with that point. It's an, but they don't get the end.
There's
part.
A lot more.
Yeah.
It's like different goals. It's like that's important as well, but it's not gonna fix.
Yeah.
The why it's not like just because you're now buying from black brands, they're not gonna stop the shit that they're doing.
Because people are still getting
put in prison. Because you could be wearing that top and get put in prison wearing that. Like,
and then just because one like. There's a black person that owns this big brand, that doesn't mean that there are not thousands of black people or hundreds of black people that are suffering at the hands of that person. Yeah. Take Kanye, for example. Kanye is there enjoying his life with... I can't really talk because I'm wearing Yeezys right now. But, like, Kanye is there, but, like, how many black people are suffering at the hands of Kanye? And then, like, we all feed into it, but then, like, when I hear black people say Black Lives Matter or, like, we need a revolution, it just is, like, you're just saying it for the sake of it. And that is why stuff like defund the police, abolish the police, I'm trying to stay away from saying it because, like, because I'm trying to understand how do we go
what's to the solution?
It. What happens after it? Like, yeah... It's all good saying we need a revolution, we need this, we need that, like, black power, but, like, what happens when that actually happens or when it's about to happen? Are we all just going to be sat on Twitter talking about
it? Or even it's like, how do we get there? Like, we know we want this, but how are we actually actively getting there? Because we want a lot of things, but wanting isn't doing.
And, like, all black people are not the same. Like, exactly. What you might want is not what I'm gonna want.
There we go.
Like,
we were talking about that before.
Yeah, we, like, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Mm. And we see it over and over again where it'll be black people arguing with each other about the same issue, where in an ideal world, it's meant to be like there's the common enemy and there's the right or the common steps to tackle it, but. As we saw in your live and as we see it over and over again, even black people with each other, they don't agree on the same things or they have different methods that they want to push.
But then we can't get blamed for that.
Oh no, it makes sense. Because it's like,
we've been taken, like the typical, we've been taken away from our homeland or we've moved away from our homeland and we've basically, like, we're so spread. Like, take African Americans, for example. The way that they know their history is very different from how I may know, because I know where my ancestors are from. Like I'm from Gambia.
Some of them don't even know
where they're from. Some of them have to do, like, DNA tests and things like that. So it's like the way that we are in the UK is very different. Like, we're here celebrating Independence Day. Like, today is Somalia's Independence Day. Yesterday was Congo's and, like, things like that. But, like, most of them won't know that. So it's like the way that we think about Africa won't be the same. Like, most of them will think Wakanda, we were all kings and queens. Like, that wasn't how it was.
America is the...
Some of them have to build their history from, like, there. Yeah. But, like, me, because I'm going to go back to the motherland, like, because I know where I'm from. The majority of my family, I know where they are. That's where I am. But it's sort of like, so the way that I think is not going to be the same as they think. They would think more like, rather than thinking about community, they might be more individualistic. So I do understand that. Yeah. So, like,
how else would they be? Exactly. Because they're literally raised by
those
like-minded people.
So it's very, very unfair. And, like, it is true, like, black people do, like, have a lot of debates within the community, and we do need to sort that out. But that will always happen. And, like, but the one thing I don't like about it is that it gives other races a chance to be like, aren't united. Yeah. You guys are always arguing. You guys are always debating. So you lot need to sort it out yourselves and then come to us.
It's the way Piers Morgan tried asking Dizzy Rascal.
Oh Lord.
Just doing one interview. And like, that. So what do you think about the whole black, like, but just because he's black, now he's meant to. And Dizzy knew not to respond because, first of all, there's so many different takes on it. And really and truly, just because he's black, he might not even be involved.
Yeah.
But just because he was a black man, he's now meant to have all these answers for Piers. And now he's almost, and he kept pushing. He was like, no, but you're a black man, like, you shouldn't, like, we want to hear from you, blah blah blah. But it's like, so what? And he can't, same way he can't, he said it himself, he was never the voice
for all black people. It's very weird. But there's a lot of work to do in our community, and just as long as young people now are getting involved in it. But so many of them want to be millionaires and billionaires, bro. Oh,
that's another thing, you know.
But let's not divert. Let's not divert. Go on.
No, but that is part of it, though.
Let's not divert.
It is a part of it, because you know how many tweets a day is future billionaires retweet this, and you'll see thousands. You'll see thousands. And when I reach a mil, when I reach a billion, it's like, realistically, out of 100 of you, how many will actually make it to billionaire status? Like, realistic, like, let's look at the statistics.
Okay, what's the statistics?
No, I sound like the guy.
Yeah. No, but it's like,
that's another thing that's pushed through social media.
Like, I don't think people deep how much money it is, you know. Like, you can be rich. I've
explained this on the pod.
You can be rich. You can have an amazing house. You can have amazing cars. Not even cars. You can live a good, comfortable lifestyle with money. Yeah, and you're not struggling. And you don't have to be a millionaire. Like, the whole thing is, like, you can't scream that you want better for black people, but then your mindset is very individualistic.
But there's people that say that because, like, say you don't know what they want to do with their money.
That is true. Some people literally just care about themselves and their family, and that's perfectly fine, isn't it? Like, that is perfectly fine, up to them. But it's like, when you're associating yourself with, say, like, the Black Lives Matter movement, when you say Black Lives Matter, you mean every single black person, as in someone that's trans, someone that's heterosexual, someone that's poor, someone that's rich. You care about all the lives, innit? So when you're saying Black Lives Matter, but you're saying that you want to be a billionaire, what about the black laborers that are gonna be exploited? Because it all falls under capitalism, and it's like, we can't escape it, innit?
Exactly, because there's always like, okay, cool, that business that you got the clothes from,
yeah,
someone had to make that. Do you know what I'm saying?
But they're getting paid.
Yeah, they're getting paid. Everyone's going to get paid, but there's someone that's going to do that labour job, and then there's someone that's going to sit in a nice house and get paid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. That is true, but then it's sort of like, take Kylie, for example. How much money is Kylie making?
Too much.
Was she not a self-made billionaire, supposedly?
Yeah.
I laugh.
But she's not paying her workers in Bangladesh, and they fully...
Things like that are not ethical. That shouldn't be happening, yeah.
Deep rappers and things like that, they're making so much money and they're still not billionaires or millionaires. But they're...
What are you doing? Nothing.
Like, they're making so much money, yet they haven't even hit the millionaire status. 4 minutes left, by the way. But the average person from Southwark...
Suffolk.
Oh my god.
Suffolk. Wants to be a millionaire or a billionaire. Like, no, it's actually okay just to make a good amount of money, have a good house, take care of your family, invest in your business without being like doing it in an ethical manner. And hopefully, as time does go on, we do see the fall of capitalism. And it's very, very annoying because we are feeding into the system.
Wait, this is turning into politics. So what would you rather have? Like, how would you want
redistribution of wealth? So it's like no one needs to be hoarding that much amount of money.
But everyone can be rich.
No, they can't.
Everyone can have a good amount of money.
No, they can't. Because the way that the system is set up, the majority of us are going to be working class and we're just going to be working 40 hours a week trying to survive.
Yeah.
Time is basically what gives us money.
Yeah.
And the time is those 40 hours. And that is what we rely on. And we're just going to live our life basically working every single week. That's the majority of our parents, isn't it? Like just working for the next paycheck. That's the way that society is built up for the people at the bottom. And now the people at the top are basically, they have so much money and they're basically protected. So society is built, the top 5% are just there.
Laws protect them.
Yeah. And the rest of us are supposed to work harder, way harder, just to survive, just to live an average life.
Yourself, you're working for the government to pay those taxes.
Yeah.
Which keeps the top at the top.
Yeah.
Because the top at the top
will always stay at the top.
The top stay at the top because they will put money into themselves first, and then the laws protect them from having to pay taxes, and that's how they stay at the top. The ones at the bottom pay the government first, and what they have less for is scraps and rent, and that's not theirs because the moment they pay their rent money, that goes back up again.
Yeah.
It's a cycle.
So it's like not everyone can be rich. So it's like there's no equality of opportunity. There's no equality of anything. But it's sort of like...
But you know there's some people that are just content with just the way that they live. Like they're all right with being just working class.
Just normal working class. And it's good. But that's a few majority. And like plus the system has made you that way.
Yeah, I get.
Do you think that people want to wake up at 5:30 in the morning
to go to do a 10-hour shift? To trek
all the way because they can't afford a car or, like, their job is so far that they have to take the tube rather than driving so that, like, they can save money. People, like, the way that the system is set up, like, you have to learn to be content with it, and that's the majority. And the few people, say Lord Sugar... Lord Sugar beat the odds and people love using him as an example to be like, yeah, but if you really have an idea and you put your mind to it, people like, love that. Yeah, this country is basically like they are obsessed with like meritocracy. So it's like the harder you work, the more you'll be rewarded. So it's like when you find one good idea, so like one business idea, you need to work so hard and then you make your money. But it's like... Someone could be, like, someone that's working in a hospital is working harder, but they're not seeing results. They're working 45 hours, 60 hours just to pay their rent and just to buy
food.
Like, essentials. Simple
essentials. When someone's sat in an office and people are slaving away, but they're living in mansions and they're living in these. So it's like... The system isn't fair, and it's very annoying when people are like, yeah, but it's not my fault, you're lazy. Because it's like, no, we're not lazy. The system is just built in a way that doesn't allow the majority of people to prosper.
Because that's why it's powerful.
Mm. Literally. Because if everyone I just don't know how it would work a different way. Like, just wouldn't
it would though, but then again
it's because people are so used to when you say redistribution, are you basically talking about everyone?
No, so like say through taxation, for example. So like take the
top. They've been doing that.
Yeah, but not enough though.
And people will find different ways.
But there are loopholes in the law that
that allow people to get rich. Like, you don't pay taxes.
They allow people to stay rich, which is the problem, meaning truly.
The system is the problem, and that's why when people say a revolution, they mean get rid of everything, which is very extreme. And it's like, yeah, but that can never happen because we're all used to it, innit?
Yeah.
So, like, we're talking about it right now, but it seems mad, innit? Because it's like, that's never going to happen. Like,
yeah.
Like, the world is just so used to it. Like, this country is so used to it. But it's like, it can happen, but just not everyone has the same mindset as us. Not like... like the conservative ideology basically just wants slow change. Like, they like tradition, they like things how they are, like they don't want change. Mm-hmm. And it's very much like each to their own, isn't it?
It's difficult because you know when people the that time. Say there's 3 minutes. People that say like, oh, but these people are lazy. Like, that doesn't... they don't just say that out of nothing. It's because they've experienced, like, seeing people that are actually genuinely lazy. Like, how many people are on benefits, but how many people actually need benefits?
Yeah, but you can't always just use that, though.
I know, but, like, how... but that's what I'm saying. There's always going to be problems with whatever system is being used. Do you know what I'm saying? So even if you was to do this redistribution, like... there's going to be people that are just going to be taking advantage of that.
Not really.
But to do redistribution, everybody has to work then.
No.
What are you saying?
Redistribution would basically be... okay, so take redistribution through taxation.
Okay.
It would be... the richest people would... like, would... what is it called? Would pay more in tax.
Yeah.
And then that will be distributed amongst people. So it's like...
almost like everyone's getting
they
equal.
Won't get the... like, the money coming from them is not exactly going to be like, okay, Mary, here's £1,000. Natalia, here's £1,000. Hadi, here's £1,000. It will... like, that money will be used. Take TFL, for example. That service will be bettered. Take people
because
that are...
look how they took the zip cards away from... they've removed zip cards now, and it's not the rich people who get affected by that. It's the lowest people who can't afford their children's food or their children's transport to school.
So that money can be used. The government can build youth centres that will take people off the streets, and people will, like, kids will have things to do. Like, money from there can go into schools. In my old school, bro, we didn't even have glue sticks. Why? Because the government wasn't giving the school enough money to buy things like that. So it's not going to be like the individuals getting the personal money. Like, here's 1 million. Here's 1 million from the richest person in Britain. Oh, Lord. No. I'm still trying to figure out where I stand politically. Because I didn't really... understand what they meant on, like, abolishment, and I was very much against communism, innit? But I'm still not a communist. It's like
it would discourage people from even being rich. Like what's the point of me doing this? My
what is the point of being rich?
I don't get it either.
Go to the government.
Well then,
it just depends on
morality. Wait, did you stop recording?
No.
Okay, good. I want to sign us out. Don't you dare stop recording. I'll tell you when to press it.
You're so tight.
Hurry up then. Thank you, Hadi.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mary. It's always a pleasure. This didn't go where it was meant to go either. It's all, you'll hear from Hadi again, maybe next week at this point, because...
next week? I'm not coming to London for 4 months now. Please, I'm actually tired of London.
Okay, so you'll hear from Hadi soon. She's the secret third member.
Yay.
From day one. Secret. She's the one the one who convinced me to join Mary. It was you. He was like, yeah. It was like, because I told you, like, my friend hit me up and told me to start a podcast with her.
Oh my God, yeah.
And then you were like, do it. And we were sat in uni. You're like, do it. Like, we'll push it. We'll all push it. Like, you should do it. Blah, blah, blah. Go on to hadijatu.com to find Hadi's blog.
No, stop it. How long? No.
But she'll soon post there. She's coming. She's a writer. She's just not writing at the moment, but she's a writer regardless. Goodbye. I'll see you next week. New Gen Pod. To the world and back.